Gita Madhurya, Chapter 7. Lord Krishna, in the 46th verse of the 6th chapter, described the glory of a yogi, and in the 47th verse he declared, "Of all yogis, he who devoutly worships me with his mind focused on me is considered by me to be the most devout yogi." When a devotee thinks of God, he gets absorbed in him. Similarly, when something concerning his devotee is discussed, God also gets absorbed in it. In the same state of mind, here also, Lord Krishna, full of grace and affection for Arjun, starts the 7th chapter on his own. Arjun asked, "Can I also become a yogi of the best category?" Lord Krishna said, "Yes, certainly you can." Arjun asked, "How?" Lord Krishna said, "With your mind attached to me and worshipping me with complete dependence on me, you will without any doubt know me in full. I shall unfold to you in full this knowledge along with realization, having known which nothing else remains to be known in this world." Arjun asked, "Why do all men not know you in reality?" Lord Krishna said, "Only a few men have natural inclination towards spirituality. Among thousands of men, scarcely one strives to realize me, and of those who strive, some rare one, devoting himself exclusively to me, knows my entire form in reality." Arjun asked, "What is that entire form?" Lord Krishna said, "O mighty armed, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, reason, and ego. These constitute my prakriti or nature, eightfold divided. This is my lower or insentient prakriti. But different from it is my higher or sentient prakriti, the life element by which this universe is upheld. All beings evolve from the union of these two." Arjun asked, "Who is the origin of these two, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "I am the origin of the entire creation, because the whole universe is born of me and again it dissolves in me. Therefore, there is no other origin in the least besides me. Like clusters of yarn beads formed by knots on a thread, the entire universe is threaded on me." Arjun asked, "How should I know this fact, O Lord?" Lord Krishna said, "O Kunti Nandan, I am the sapidity in water, radiance in the moon and the sun. I am the sacred syllable Om in all the Vedas, sound in ether, manliness in men, pure odor in the earth, brilliance in fire, life in all beings, austerity in ascetics, eternal seed of all beings, intelligence of the intelligent, glory of the glorious, and might free from passion and desire of the mighty. In beings, I am desire which is not in conflict with dharma, virtue, or righteousness, or scripture injunction. Not only this, but whatever other entities there are, born of sattva, of rajas, and of tamas, know them all as evolved from me alone. But in reality, however, neither do I exist in them, nor do they exist in me. That is, I am completely untainted and beyond them." Arjun asked, "If it is so, why do all people not know you so?" Lord Krishna said, "Deluded by objects evolved from the three modes of prakriti, sattva, raj and tamas, the whole world does not know me, who am above these modes and imperishable." Arjun asked, "Then who know you?" Lord Krishna said, "This divine illusion or potency of mine, consisting of the three gunas or modes of nature, is extremely difficult to surmount. But those who, having a disinclination for this illusion, take refuge in me alone, cross over this illusion, that is, they know me by my grace. Arjun asked, when it is so, why do all people not take refuge in you? Lord Krishna said, those who embrace the demoniac nature and whose knowledge or discrimination is veiled by illusion, out of them, the very mean and sinful deluded persons do not take refuge in me. Arjun asked, then who take refuge in you, O Lord? Lord Krishna said, O noble Arjun, four types of virtuous men, the sufferers, the seekers of wealth, the seekers of knowledge, and the men of wisdom worship me, that is, they seek refuge in me. Arjun asked, who stands supreme among these virtuous four? Lord Krishna said, of these, the wise man, who is possessed of exclusive devotion, stands supreme, because he ever remains merged in me. So, I am extremely dear to the wise, and he is extremely dear to me. Arjun asked, are the other three not noble? Lord Krishna said, all of them are noble. Arjun asked, how is then the wise superior to others? Lord Krishna said, the wise is verily my own self. This is my conviction. For, steadfast in mind, he is established in me alone as the supreme goal. The sufferer wants deliverance from distress. The seekers of wealth and knowledge want wealth and knowledge. But the wise wants nothing. Arjun asked, why does the wise stand foremost? Lord Krishna said, in the very last of all births, that is, in this birth, the man of wisdom worships me, realizing that all is God. Rare indeed is that great soul. Arjun asked, why do all the people not worship you thus? Lord Krishna said, those whose this wisdom that all is God has been led astray by desires, constrained by their own nature, take refuge in other gods, that is, they worship other gods, following several methods and rites. Arjun asked, why don't you attract those persons to your worship? Lord Krishna said, I do not take away their liberty bestowed upon them, but whatever celestial form a devotee seeks to worship with faith, I stabilize the faith in that form, and endowed with that faith, he worships that deity. But, O brother, there is a strange fact that the desired result which he gets by worshipping that deity is ordained by me. But the fruit so gained by the people of meager intelligence who worship gods with an interested motive is perishable. Such worshippers of gods, at the most, attain the words of gods from where they have to return, whereas my devotees attain me. Arjun asked, when your devotees attain you, why is it that all do not seek you? Lord Krishna said, O brother, men of poor understanding, without knowing my noblest, imperishable, supreme state, think of me, the unmanifest, as an ordinary mortal. So, how can they seek me? Arjun asked, they don't know you in your supreme state, but why are you not manifest to them? Lord Krishna said, O brother, veiled by my yogmaya or my divine potency, I am not manifest to them, because these ignorant folk do not recognize me as the unborn and imperishable supreme. Arjun asked, are you not affected by that yogmaya? Lord Krishna said, no, Arjun. I know the beings of the past, the present, and the future, but those deluded by divine potency do not know me. Arjun asked, what is the main reason that they do not know you? Lord Krishna said, O Arjun, the main reason is the delusion of pairs of opposites arising from attachment and aversion. It is because of this delusion that they are subject to birth and death again and again. Arjun asked, Are all men deluded by the pairs of opposites? Lord Krishna said, No, the men of virtuous deeds, whose sins have come to an end, are not deluded. Such men worship me with a firm resolve in every way. Arjun asked, What is the result of the worship with a firm resolve? Lord Krishna said, They who, having taken refuge in me alone, strive for deliverance from the cycle of birth and death, know that Brahma, the entire Adhyatma, and the entire field of karma. They also come to know my integral being comprising Adhibhut, Adhideva, and Adhiyagya. Not only this, but they, with exclusive devotion for me even at the hour of death, also attain me. End of chapter 7.